Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem Life Transforming Advice, Shir number 49. We're talking about worry and how worry prevents clear thinking. When a person has a major problem and you worry about it, the worrying itself prevents the person from thinking of practical ways to solve the problem. And the calmer you are, the better you will be able to think of the wisest course of action to correct the problem. In the Sefer Yecheskel, it's this collection of mechtavim, of letters that Rabbi Yecheskel Levenstein, the Mashgiach of Panovich, wrote. And in one letter he wrote, "Do not worry about anything. Someone who does not worry has a much better success in what he does." He goes on to say that being relaxed and free from worry will prevent the person from reacting hastily. And because reacting hastily would put him in a difficult situation. And when you worry, all thoughts are focused on the area about you, what you're worried about, and your mind is not free to think about crucial concepts. Some people worry about death and the inevitability of death, but that should not cause sadness either. Rather, it should actually be a way to destroy the common worries that we have about inconsequential aspects of life. Many worries are over matters that have no lasting value. So when you overcome worry, your mind will be free to think of your ultimate goals in life. And instead of worrying how well you will do in a task, just focus on working on that task. Prepare and teach and practice. Keep your focus on improvement. Teaching is a rewarding profession, but it takes a lot of work. And you will experience your success based on how dedicated you are and how thoroughly you prepare for each class. And if you're enthusiastic about the subject and you desire to give over your enthusiasm to your students, you will most likely be a good teacher. But worrying about how well you will do just makes you more anxious and more ineffective. While when you work on the specific skills that are needed for improvement, that will relieve you of your worries and will make you a better teacher. Now, many worriers think it's part of their nature and it's impossible to get rid of. And it is true that for some people it is harder than for others, but it's still a habit. And it's a habit that could be broken. Even chronic worriers can learn to live and lead a worry-free life. Any habit ultimately can be changed. If you look at worry as a mere bad habit that you picked up, you will try to think more sensibly and you'll be able to overcome that habit. Worry is when you choose from all possible thoughts only the few that deal with the potential misfortune or problem that may come up. You always have the choice to think in a more positive way. Once you accept the fact that your worrying is a choice, you're choosing specific thoughts, and you'll be able to consciously make an effort to avoid those thoughts that cause you needless pain and choose constructive thoughts, that worry will go away. Now, we're not talking about clinical anxiety where the worry is in excess and to a point where you need special treatment in order to pull out of that. We're talking about the general worry that most people experience, and on that, it is something that is a habit that can be overridden, while for some people, if it's dug so deeply into their psyche, they may need professional help. Concern is different than worry. Concern is when you have a reasonable fear of a potential danger that is common and you guard yourself from that harm. That is a healthy concern. So you could overcome unnecessary worry, but healthy concern of your welfare, of other people's welfare, that's acceptable. Overcoming worry doesn't mean you put yourself in danger and I'm going to go through across the street blindfolded. But it's just really just having a calmer attitude in dealing with the difficulties in life and accepting what cannot be changed. Very often the way you could alleviate worry is to clarify what your problem actually is. Most people jump to the conclusion that they have a problem when in reality they don't need to worry. So you need to look at the facts and see. Sometimes the worry is actually groundless. So the key really is when you are worried about something, number one, pinpoint exactly what you are worried about. And number two, then try to think of solutions to the real problem. So he gives an example, Zelpliskin, a very good example. Let's say someone's worried about how he's going to make parnassa, how he's going to make a living. So the anxiety level may be on par with the worry that you will starve to death. But is that really the case? Most likely you have the necessary talents to deliver mail or work in a factory or clean floors or similar jobs. You may strongly feel such jobs do not enable you to utilize your potential, and you may feel that those jobs are below your dignity or very boring, all likely true. But if your real problem is pride or boredom, that's what your problem is. It's not starving to death. Your worry level will be decreased because you realize the exact nature of the problem. You're not going to starve to death. Now that your question is how to make a boring job more interesting or how to use your potential, you can make an inventory of all your skills and your hobbies and your interests and figure out the best way to utilize them for earning a living. At times, a person uses worries as an excuse for not accomplishing. This is a Masilas Yesharim Perek Tes. He talks about this a lot. That he rationalizes his failures to take action by claiming there's a potential danger over here. And he's claiming, well, I can't do something that's dangerous, but the true reason why he's not acting is not because he believes it's dangerous. And it's not fear that causes him to procrastinate. Rather, his procrastination causes him to be afraid. His laziness causes him to be afraid. We don't have to fall into that. A good thing that would give a lot of people hope is that very often what you worry about frequently turns out better than you imagined. There was an astronomer that by mistake predicted that a comet would collide with Earth, causing much damage. One of the rebbes say that he should have realized that a human mind can never predict with certainty the Almighty's will concerning the world. Chaim Salvovitz says, if you're not able to attain the money you want in the manner that you originally expected, Hashem will have many other ways and means by which you can acquire that money. The Sefer Chaye Olam of the Stipla, Chelek Aleph, Perek Aleph, says that when you worry about something unpleasant that it may happen, you're focusing on the negative potential feeling that you may initially have in that situation. But it is helpful, therefore, to keep in mind that we quickly get used to a new situation, even if they're negative. We're able to adapt to it. To experience is an anecdote to worry. You'll see that a lot of things you experienced already, you know how to handle things. It will lighten your worry. And we need to not worry about possible misfortunes. Everything Hashem does is for good. One never worries about something good happening. All our worries is about something negative happening. Once we realize that whatever Hashem does is for our ultimate good, we'll have nothing to worry about. Zelig Pliskin once told a chronic warrior, if you listen carefully to what I say, I will be able to teach you how to overcome your worrying. The person's basic problem was overgeneralizing. When something happened, he exaggerated the potential danger and he wanted to teach a more accurate way of assessing a situation. But the person exclaimed, you mean there's no hope for me? And I explained that was the problem. You're jumping to conclusions. We form these conclusions that are negative, that have no basis in reality. And when you can cope in the present, there's no reason to worry about the future. If you're able to tolerate whatever happens to you, you will be free from worry. We worry when we think we are not able to tolerate what happens. When you have mastered the ability to cope with whatever occurs, you have no need for worry. Whenever you worry about a future event, ask yourself, why did I not have to worry about that? How will I ever be able to manage, even if things do not work out the way I wish, how will I be able to figure that out? But you'll be able to cope. And if you cope in the present, it'll help you have confidence that you'll be able to cope as a Hashem in the future. It's very important not to over worry about monetary matters of how to make a living. They should know in advance exactly how all their needs are met. They want to know, but Hashem says, be happy every day. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Accepting things in advance will prevent worry. You know, you can't eliminate problems, but you eliminate our anxiety over them. You add to the technical difficulty of your problem by telling yourself how awful your situation is. And when you accept the situation, even though it is not what you have liked, the severity of the problem is greatly decreased. Learn to clarify what is the worst that could happen and accept it, and you'll be free of worry. When you accept things in advance, it'll prevent worry. Not to worry about what will happen. The essence of many worries is that people might fail to show you respect and approval. The details differ with each person, but the underlying fear is a fear of disapproval. People may think you lack intelligence, or you lack some mindless or abilities. The pain you suffer from worrying about this is much greater than the actual disapproval. Try to accept the worst. Imagine the other person sees you and will have a low opinion of you. Emotionally accept, so that person will have a low opinion of you. Once you've accepted this, although you may not like it, you won't have to worry about lack of approval. That will be built into your system, and it won't be necessary anymore to look for approval. So again, the idea being, with the worry, to do your best to avoid it, because otherwise it prevents clear thinking. It's a habit that could be overcome. It's you cope with the present, you won't have to worry about the future. You won't have to worry about financial matters. And accepting things the way they are in a calm way, this is the Ratzon Hashem, will remove a lot of anxiety and will remove a lot of your worry. Bracha v'atzlacha.